doesn't matter. Showtime!
Ready, men? Contact! Contact! We are on the air.
Guys, we're all here for the same reason. I cannot stress this enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Morning. Hello, hello, hello. It is a Wednesday on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Wow. What a wonderful day. We're so glad you're here for real, though. Hey, you can call on the show anytime, 833-JOE-ALEX. Like, I really wonder if we'll get, like, an early morning call. I feel like everybody's kind of like, I'm ready to make a phone call. Yeah. But if you do want to call, 833-JOE-ALEX, that's how we'll answer it. Hello, Joe and Alex, what's going on? Who's this? Hello, who this?
I have a good idea for an early morning call.
Okay, let's hear it, pork chop.
If you know if a texting and driving ticket is points, call in and let me know.
Oh, yeah, we'll have to talk about that. Porkchop kind of mentioned that the other day about how he's going to go to jail, so that's good. Yeah, we got a lot going on this morning, though, on the Joe and Alex Show. Alex will tell us what's happening in the garbage in about 10 minutes. We do that on the 20s, about. Also, coming up this morning on the Joe and Alex Show, you can email us like Casey did, joeandalexshow@gmail.com, because, Alex, where exactly are we going with this one?
Well, Casey has a girlfriend, and they've been dating for several years, and her girlfriend's mother has all of a sudden, out of nowhere, started doing something real strange, and she isn't sure how to deal with it.
Well, that's going to be fun, okay? And a lot more going on. If you missed anything, I'd go to joeandalexshow.com or follow us on social media. We usually talk about it, share it, or have you involved. Twitter and Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show. To my left, brand new iPhone with her love of her life, Taylor Swift, on it, and a big sack of nuts.
That's right.
Over there. Or, sorry, those pistachios? Those
yeah,
are nuts.
I brought pistachios.
Alex Clark, hello.
Good morning. I had not the best day yesterday just because I was looking forward to all day getting home, laying out by the pool at my apartment. I put on my bathing suit. I put sunscreen all over, all this stuff, pack up a little pool bag, all this. I walk all the way over to the pool. And it's closed.
Wait, I thought it was open like a week ago.
Yeah, I think that some kid pooped in it or something.
Oh, again?
Because it was like all foggy, like they had dumped a bunch of chemicals and it said pool's closed. It wasn't supposed to be closed. So I was like, are you kidding me? So then I just ended up putting a little towel on my porch and just laying there for like an hour because I didn't know what else to do.
I got really hot bath water and I sat in the tub.
I wanted to be warm, so that was my next best case scenario.
That's always kind of a party killer when somebody poops in the pool.
I hope today I can actually lay out for real and it'll be opened and sunny.
Well, good luck. Wait like a week before.
Not to say that long to kill the doo-doo.
I'm not getting in the pool though. I just want to lay next to it.
Oh.
Yeah, she just wanted to be as close as possible to the source.
Yeah.
Liv the Web Girl, how you doing this morning?
Good. I went to go see Aladdin last night.
Ooh.
And it was so, so good. I don't know why people are saying that it's not very good because I was absolutely obsessed with it. I will say I went with Jewel Daddy, my boyfriend, and he forgot that it's like a kid's movie. So he was like, this is kind of corny. And I was like, this movie theater is like half kids, half adults. Like, obviously, it's still a kid's movie. It's not like they're going to have like Aladdin grow up with you and all of a sudden the content is going to be like more explicit.
Did he never see the original Aladdin or just forgot?
No, he did. He just forgot. But I had never seen the original Aladdin.
What?
So No. Yeah. You have to go see the original first.
That's why you think this is good.
No, it was
absolutely amazing. I'd seen clips of the other one. But the entire time, I was like leaning over and I was like, wait, does this happen in the original? Like, wait, does this happen in the original? And
dude,
I was
you asking, have to watch
like,
the original.
I was on the edge of my seat the entire time because I had no idea any of this stuff happened.
Oh my gosh.
I just knew there
Guys,
was a genie.
Did
that
you know
was
there was
all.
A genie in the movie?
She's 20 years late.
Yeah, I really am. My sisters weren't into it. We watched like The Lion King and Ariel like 8,000 times and I was like, four.
I would say Beauty and the Beast is my number one favorite Disney movie, and Aladdin is my second. You have to watch it.
The music is incredible, too. Yes. It's just so good. You have to go see it.
I don't want to hear any more from you till you see the original. Like, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
I'm probably not.
I want to hear your rendition.
Then no more. No more.
I want to hear your rendition of A Whole New World.
I started singing it in the theater, and he was like, literally, stop. My boyfriend was like, please stop.
Poor chap, how was your day yesterday?
It was good. At the other job, I made more money than I did the other night, so that's a step up in life.
Uh-huh. When's your eye getting fixed, dude? I can't look at you right now. Can you put a patch on?
Oh, I think we've determined that it's like a popped blood vessel.
Ew.
Who's we?
Like all my other coworkers at my other job.
You know what? Just seriously, like... Can you put a patch on? Can you wear, like, something over the eye today?
I mean, can we just turn the lights off?
It doesn't bother you, Alex, because, like, you have a direct contact with it. I have to kind of look at it, but it's right in your eye shot.
Yeah, if we could just dress you up like a pirate, that'd be great.
I don't think it's that bad.
Yeah, it is, honestly.
It's a little gross.
It's like the corner. You can't even really see it unless I'm, like, looking to the side.
Ew.
Oh, God, he looked at me again. Head down. Don't address me in public, please. Okay, well, I'm glad to hear that. That's cool, man. One day at a time, doing your big old thing.
Yeah.
For me yesterday, it was a very cool day. I hung out with my wife, Lindsay, after she got out of work, and I'm going to talk about this later. I think I have a theory. You ever struggle in a relationship, like, hey, where do you want to go to eat?
I don't know.
Where do you want to go?
All the time.
I think this might work for people. Now, to be fair, it didn't work for me the first time, but you got to keep on trying.
Okay, you got to be persistent.
But we eventually went out to this place and had some dinner, and it was really cool. And then I ran into some listeners that sent shots over my way.
That was nice.
Yeah, no kidding. And then, like, we were like, okay, you know what I'm going to do? There's four of them. I'm going to return the favor and give them four shots. Ha-ha! Got you, suckers! They were cool. We talked afterwards, got a photo. It's up on the Joe and Alex Show Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show. You can see the pictures and the video of us puking doing the shots, which is fun. But then they left. It was just me and Lindsay. They ordered us six shots of tequila.
They ordered just you two?
Yes.
Did you guys drink them?
Yes.
Oh, no.
I can't waste a listener's alcohol, but I was like, shame on you guys.
How are you not trashed and hungover?
Oh, well, I actually did a breathalyzer, and I blew a .05 at home. I didn't drive. Lindsay was fine, but Lindsay didn't do the shots, so I had to drink them.
Oh, yeah, I don't do shots either. As soon as I, like, just the taste of alcohol, straight alcohol like that, I'll throw up.
She tried to do one. She wouldn't let me post the video. She pretty much threw up.
Yep.
I was like, okay, come on, Lindsay. Be a trooper here, babe. But, yeah, that was kind of our day yesterday.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Ellen DeGeneres' stepsister is slamming the talk show host, saying she doesn't believe her shocking claim she was groped by her father as a child. Ellen told David Letterman in his new Netflix series that when she was a teen, her stepfather used her mother's breast cancer diagnosis as an excuse to grope her breasts on multiple occasions. But her stepfather's biological daughter accuses the comedian of making the pathetic allegation to sell a TV show. She also called the allegations selfishly motivated and claims Ellen can't prove her claims. On her latest track, Kesha is back and she's asking, what if rich, straight, white men didn't rule the world anymore? Her new song, Rich, White, Straight Men, was released to YouTube yesterday, and it's just as awful as you thought it would be.
If you are a boy who loves a boy, you'll get a wedding cake and all.
Not in Colorado.
I don't know if that's terrible. I kind of like the beat.
I think it's so bad. It kind of reminds me of...
it's an informative, like, kids bop.
Yeah, well, it reminds me of Nightmare Circus. Before Christmas for some reason. Like, it'd be a song.
Yes.
Reminds me of circus music.
Yeah. Terrible. All right. Forbes has named Rihanna the richest female musician on the planet with an estimated worth of $600 million. The singer was able to reach that spot after partnering with Louis Vuitton's fashion house in September of 2017. The company reached $100 million in sales in just the first couple weeks. Rihanna is also involved with the company's Fenty Beauty and the Savage X Fenty lingerie line. The next three spots on the Forbes list include Madonna. She makes $570 million. Celine Dion, she's worth $450 million. And Beyonce is worth $400 million. Cruise Croatia is set to debut a Game of Thrones theme ship in 2020. Cruise is going to explore the most iconic Game of Thrones filming locations on the island, including King's Landing and the Westeros, Riverland, I guess.
That was close. Westeros.
Westeros.
I think it's Westeros.
West Side.
Well, they have a 38-passenger ship, and you can go for a little over $1,800. It includes meals, guided tours, and transportation to and from the airport.
I'm going to need to see a dragon or Khaleesi with their top off. Otherwise, I'm not paying that much.
Maybe you'll get both.
The Dragon Queen has arrived.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
I don't know what to say except for me and my wife, we are screwed. Like, I'm going to need an inside job here to help us out. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and we had a library book that my wife was reading, and I don't know the name of it, because otherwise I tried to find, like, a bootleg copy, a used one. But we come home yesterday, and I'll be honest, I was super busy with work and different things, and I had to go to the doctor again yesterday for my back, so I didn't get a chance to walk my dogs. Our dogs are high energy, and when they don't get their exercise, boy, do they like to, like, let their stuff out, their anxiety up, by chewing things up. They don't always chew, but if they don't have outside time or a walk, they're prone to chew stuff up. They chewed up the library book. It was like a novel. And Alex, it wasn't like just like a little bite mark. They shredded it like they were a shredder.
I don't understand why this happened, because I thought you just spent a bajillion dollars taking them to some kind of 10-week obedience school thing.
It's got nothing to do with them having like anxiety of like being bored and like pent up in the house and having energy. Yeah, they're doing better at not jumping on people and coming when told to come. But as far as like just like getting bored, like, huh, what do we do? Like, they.
What if you leave the TV on?
I don't know. I've thought about that. They have a problem with Cesar Millan, though, so I don't know if they're going to like him or not.
Who's that?
He's the dog guy. You never seen him? He's the dog whisperer.
No.
Oh, come on. Does anybody else know who the dog whisperer is? Tweet us at Joe and Alex Show.
I just thought if you put it on Animal Planet or something, they'd like it.
Might be, but what if they start barking at the dogs and then bite the TV?
My friend Lauren, she is a little dog, and her dog loves to watch The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
What, did she just put that on when she leaves the house?
Yeah, like whenever it's on, there's a certain character on the show. Whenever he comes on the screen, she starts barking excited, like talking to him.
I just don't know what I'm going to do, because we looked up online. They say that you can get like a book, you know, obviously in good condition, the same one, and then they'll just charge you a restocking fee, which is $10. But if that's $10 just to restock a book, to put a little label on it, I feel like this is going to be a $30 or $40 or $50 book. Like, I'm really worried, unless like libraries are like, you know, like Costco or somewhere, they get them in bulk. Do we have any librarians, which that's kind of funny. I don't think anybody that actually works in a library would listen to the show, but do we have any librarians that know the answer to this? Because I don't know if maybe we throw the book in there and like put some like peanut butter on it or something. Like, oh man, you guys must have had raccoons get into your book little shed here, because you put it in a drop-off box. I'm trying to think of that, or maybe like we tamper with the lock on it.
You just gotta
and let like a wild animal in there.
Throw a raccoon in the box.
Yeah, but oh my God, this is not our fault.
It'll be like $10. It's not going
to
be
anything. No, it's not. It's going to be so much more. No, because you have to pay for the new book.
What's the name of the book?
I don't know, because otherwise I try to get a free copy right now. The book I'm serving right now is like The Subtle Art of Not Giving Enough, and that's really good. But guess what I do? Because I know my dogs are crazy. I love them, but they're crazy. They don't have rabies, but they are crazy. I put books up high. Anything I want, I don't want them to destroy. I put that baby up high as possible.
Yeah, that was going to be my suggestion, is that you guys can't be leaving stuff out, because they just ripped up magazines the other day. Now this, they ate your Christmas tree.
If you have any suggestions here, because I don't know what else I'm supposed to do. I actually have an overdue fee. Oh, I don't know if the library's not listening. Can they arrest you for this kind of stuff?
I don't think so.
I am too soft for jail.
Stuff happens. Accidents happen.
You know what you can do to prevent this, though? I think dogs don't like citrus, so just get like limes and lemons and squeeze them on everything all over your house.
I think you're just an alcoholic and you like to put limes and lemons in all of your drinks. That's what you're doing. All right, any suggestions, let us know. Tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. Interesting development here in Florida. Former Broward County Deputy Scott Peterson has been arrested over the failure to do anything to stop the Parkland gunman during the February 14th, 2018 school shooting.
Thank God. I've been waiting for this day for over a year.
Did you actually think it was going to come? I didn't. I thought they were going to let him have his pension and he was just going to, like, you know, ride off into the sunset.
No, I knew he was, and I knew that Coward Broward, the sheriff, he already got his.
Look at you nicknaming over here.
Yeah.
Surveillance video was released after the school shooting that allegedly showed him standing outside the building. Building 12 while the attack occurred. Video shows him arrive at the west side of the building 12, take a position, but he never actually goes in. During that time, 17 people lost their lives in the attack. He is now under arrest, so we'll give you more updates as that happens. This is the ultimate case of karma, and God, do I love this. A black hotel employee had an awesome response to a racist white lady, and it's gone viral. The guy's name is Craig Brooks. He's a guest service employee at Holiday Inn Express in Austin, Texas, and that's pretty much the person that like will take your phone call and welcome you there, kind of like the face of when you walk in.
Okay.
Just so imagine that. You're walking in, you're seeing somebody. After taking an unnamed woman's credit card info on the phone to book a room, she said she'd be there in about 10 minutes. He responded, "Well, we'll see you when you get here." But he didn't hang up the phone right away. According to him, the woman said, "F that N-word."
Wow.
While still in the line. Well, when the woman showed up at the hotel about 10 minutes later, he calmly explained to her that she would not be permitted to stay at the hotel. Listen to this exchange, and good for him.
"But you called me a
Stay here. My mother died.
I understand that, but you called me a
No, I'm sorry.
You weren't sorry when you said it on the phone.
I was... Listen, there was
no,
people screaming
at
home.
At the end of the day,
I need
the climate that we live in today, society,
I was sorry.
I understand that, but it's above me now.
I need a room tonight.
Well, there's the best restaurant next door.
No, please, let me hear. My daughter's here.
I'm sorry, but, I mean, I was on the phone when you said it.
I said I'm sorry. Please, I've had a horrible day
And I
today.
Had a horrible time when hearing that.
He won't let me in.
It's above me. She called me a
Sir, my grandma just
died. I understand that, but...
Notice, like, the daughter's not even, like, really having a reaction. Like, oh, mom, you did what? It's like, our grandma died. She could call you the N-word.
Yeah, that is, like, just incredulous.
I have a question.
It's above me.
Please let me.
It's above me. Sorry.
I got my credit
The best
card.
Restaurant is next door.
Sir, the rest of our family
I understand
is here.
That, but it's above me.
Please. I
she
apologize.
She said what she said.
I understand that.
Yeah, just because you lose somebody doesn't justify to treat somebody or talk to them derogatory.
100% correct.
I have a quick question, though. Please do not misunderstand my question. I'm just genuinely curious.
Go ahead.
Is this lady just, like, blatantly racist? Or I'm curious, what spawned that
response? I don't
know.
We're only hearing one part of it. We're only hearing one side. And I don't know if she's always racist or it's like only when a family member dies she has to throw the N-word out there. Right. I don't know, but even I'm guilty of doing this too. Just because you're having a bad day or like whatever, in this case being racist, doesn't give you the right to talk to somebody that
way. I would say that if it is easy for her to say that in that type of situation, it is something that she puts into conversation on a regular basis.
That's terrible.
If you never, ever, ever use
it
that word.
It didn't just slip out.
Yeah, it doesn't just slip out. Like, you are obviously used to using it.
He was so cool and calm and collected, so good for him. In reality, does it suck? Yeah. But lady, there's a hotel right there. Let go.
I think it was a great lesson, and he was very still even nice about it, even though she said such a horrible thing to him. I thought he was professional and kind, and like, you know, he really had every right to go off on her, and he still didn't.
And finally, this is interesting. June, if you did not know, is Pride Month, the time to celebrate lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender history. A group in Boston is causing some controversy, though. They're announcing plans to host a, quote, straight pride parade this summer. Why are you laughing, Pork Chop? By the way, if you didn't know, Pork Chop on the show is bisexual.
It's just funny. I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, I think anything is... I mean, the whole pride... I don't know.
Hey, dude, it's cool, man. You don't have to hide what you feel. Feelings are feelings. A guy named Mark, who is part of a group that advocates, quote, on behalf of the straight community, announced that the parade is tentatively scheduled for August 31st. Mark included a proposed parade route that mirrors the path of the LGBT pride parade that takes place on Saturday. On social media, he wrote, quote, "We will have the streets closed and be allowed floats and vehicles. This is our chance to have a patriotic parade in Boston as we celebrate straight pride."
I just think this is stupid. Like, what, you're what? Just really trying to just add flames to the fire here. It's just petty. It's, like, unnecessary.
What are you going to do? Like, I mean, I guess I've seen what, like a pride parade looks like. What are you going to do for a straight pride parade?
I mean, I guess it's just a parade, I guess. It's the same thing.
I'm super straight, man. No chance of me being... Like,
just,
what are they going
to
do?
You don't have to like the Pride Parade, and you don't have to go, but seems dumb.
I've never been to a Pride Parade.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you going this weekend?
Yeah, I think so. In Indy, we're having the Pride Parade, and I'm working it. So.
Oh, man. Are you going to like be working it, girl? Are you just working it?
I'm working it, I guess. I don't know.
I want to see Porch out there with some Joe and Alex show tassels.
We should have got something like that.
Some pasties?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be fully...
Would you do it?
No, I will be fully clothed.
Well, this is a disappointing thing.
Oh, I'll make sure not to wear those shorts with the fly-open zipper.
There you go.
He's showing his pride for sure. All right, that's Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it out online at joeandalexshow.com. Yeah. Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. My name is Joe. To my left, Alex Clark.
Good morning.
We got Liv the Web Girl, even confused by our own coworkers as Liz. It is Liv with an L-I-V. Good morning, Liv.
Good morning.
And producer Porkchop. No meatloaf there. It's all Porkchop. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
He doesn't like to speak unless he's asked twice. There we go. All right, so this story is probably going to make you a little upset. But I just like, how do teachers especially do this, especially in the culture and the climate that we live in? But a teacher was giving out end-of-the-year awards. Did you guys ever get end-of-the-year awards, by the way? Like,
yes.
Alex, like, what did you get? Did you win an award at school or get nominated, like, most likely to something?
Yeah, I got most likely to become a household name.
Ooh, look at that.
Which was fun.
I was voted, and I'm bummed it really is never probably going to happen now, most likely to become an MTV VJ,
the
video jockey.
Yeah, they got rid of that job, unfortunately.
R.I.P. TRL. Now I'm a failure and a laughing stock at my old school.
Such a shame.
But it's cool, though, whatever. Well, this is an award that wasn't given out to either one of us, and I just don't understand how the teacher actually did this. A special education teacher at a school in Indiana is under fire after giving an 11-year-old autistic boy a trophy labeling him, quote, the most annoying male.
This is just so gross and heartbreaking.
Like, how dumb of a teacher are you to do that?
I mean, even if he didn't have autism, like, why are you giving out negative awards to kids? Like, that is a horrible idea as a teacher.
They say that parents, quote, fell silent when the award was presented to the child at the awards luncheon. So this is in front of the whole school.
I hate this.
And parents?
Yes! The boy's dad attempted to leave the trophy on the table, but his son's teacher reminded him, hey, don't forget it.
Oh, when they called him up, he was just excited to get a, you know, gold star, you know, because shiny. I didn't want to cause a scene, you know, with other parents there, and so I left the award on the table and tried to walk away, and his teacher came back and she's like, oh, Achilles forgot his award.
That's when you say something, right? That's when you freak out, like, you stupid lady.
You know, to be completely honest, I bet you the kid was upset that he didn't get the award. He was probably so happy that he
didn't even realize.
Hey, right, I bet you didn't even realize what it was, and then the dad wouldn't let him get it.
Because
I've seen autistic kids. They're always so happy. They don't see negativity.
Well, we don't know, like, where on the spectrum he is. Because I have a little cousin that's autistic.
Right.
And
okay.
He is 1,000% fully functioning. If you call him annoying, like, his feelings would absolutely get hurt.
Aww.
Well, here, I think the mom actually talks about her son.
When they called him up.
Well, the mom got a deep voice right there. Dang it, I saved the same clip twice. But here's what the mom said. She says that her son is nonverbal autistic and feels special education teachers at the school should have known this. I agree. You should know your students, whether in special education or not. Like, does that one person, there's no, like, another layer of, like, a person to filter through that?
It's really unacceptable. I a lot of times, you know, people say, like, they should lose their job, and I think it's an overreaction. I think in this case, though, this teacher has clearly demonstrated that she does not know how to work with children.
833-JOE-ALEX, and I was wondering if you would say that. 833-563-2539. In this case, should this teacher lose their job, or should there be some form of punishment, or is it like, look, you messed up, that was pretty stupid, don't do that again? So you really would think that person, unfortunately, they're out.
Absolutely.
I mean, I could see that, especially if I was the parent. I would be so mad, and I don't know if I could actually contain myself, because imagine, that's your child, how protective you are. Even if it was a family member, that's your brother or sister even, you're there. You're just going to sit there and be quiet? How angry would you be? I just would be so ticked off about that if that actually happened to me. All right, hey, if you got something you want to say, let us know. It's 833-JOE-ALEX. I'm into it. I like it. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. I'm so into you, I can barely breathe. What we're into, we go around the room here with me, Alex, Liv, the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, and we share something that we're into. It could be a song, it could be a book that we're reading, it could be maybe a TV show we're binge watching. We have like butt cheek marks on our couch. Well, to be fair, I guess we all have that problem. But let's go this morning. Who wants to go first? I can go if nobody else wants to. Me? Okay. This is what I'm into. It's a little ditty, a little bop. It's by a group called The Record Company. It's called Life to Fix. And I just love the beat to this. I like the way I feel. I'm up all night. Close that deal. I'm all alone. It's all I know. Singing along with the radio. Dream about you every day. You can't go back. You're gone away. Knock me down, but that's okay.
Down when I was sick, I built back up.
got like an addiction to slide guitar. I think I like me some slide guitar in my songs. I like clapping. I don't know, like, if that doesn't wake you up in the morning, I don't know what's going to get you up.
No, you like things that require you to wear flannel to listen to it.
That sounds like a song you would like. I could see wearing a flannel and a straw hat.
I don't think flannel's required, but maybe a beard? I don't know. All right, well, that's the record company. By the way, we put a swipe up link for all these stories on our Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. Who is next?
I'll go.
All right, Pork Chop, what are you into this week?
All right, so what I'm into is a song, and this is definitely going to show the softer side of me.
Ooh.
But, is there a tough side of you?
Well, maybe okay, it's going to show the gay side of me.
Finally, we've been waiting for years. All right, are you ready?
So, a little preface. So the song, it's Thomas Rhett's Unforgettable, and listening to it just reminds me of when I first met Chase, because when I first met him, we played this stupid little game where I tried to make him guess my middle name. Our first date was at Chili's, and I got a strawberry mango margarita. And, like, all those things are mentioned in this song. Oh, and I remember at Chili's, Payphone by Maroon 5 was playing. And Thomas Rhett mentions, like, meeting his girlfriend for the first time and remembering all the details.
Oh, so, I love him and his wife.
Oh, my God. This is going to be Porkchop's wedding song one day.
It was the 14th of October, and that t-shirt off your shoulder.
Real quick, was it the 14th of October when you guys met?
No, it was, like, in the summer.
All right, Thomas Rhett needs to write better songs.
I was drunk, said I was sober, and he said, yeah, right. We were talking for a minute, then some guy tried to cut in. He took my hand, and we pretended like I was your guy. Whoa, and I tried to guess your middle name. For 30 minutes, but we played that game. That mango reader you were drinking, and that Coldplay song that you were singing. And I bet right now you're probably thinking that it's crazy. I remember every detail, but I do. From your blue jeans to your shoes, girl, that night was just like you, unforgettable.
Isn't that so freaking sweet?
Dude, I love
Cute.
Thomas Rhett, dude.
I do too.
He's an awesome performer, awesome singer.
All right, so I am into this kind of a CBD product, which I've never been into before. I know. This is a spray for your face. It's a skincare spray that actually was created by another morning show girl that works in Dallas. So this is her company. It's called Fittish. And it is a CBD-infused spray. It helps with acne, rosacea, or any other inflammatory skin conditions. It could be eczema or whatever. And so this cool-down spray is infused with organic aloe, peppermint, coffee to perk up the skin. And then the refreshing mist part of it tones down redness and inflammation. Maybe after you work out or if you have like a sunburn or something like that. I had a sunburn last week and I sprayed this on me every day and it went away way faster and helped with the itching and stuff like that. It also helps just kind of clear up acne a lot. I have not been using it long enough for mine. I have major, major, major skin issues going on in my face right now, but this has helped on other areas of my body. So I can't tell you for sure on acne on my face, but there are tons of before and after pictures. If you look for Fittish on Instagram of people like before and after their skin conditions on their face with acne and all this, and it is mind blowing.
You know what I want to know? Like, how do people figure out this stuff? Like you said, peppermint and coffee.
I
so
know.
I'm imagining like someone accidentally spilled coffee on her one day and she's just like, and then all of a sudden,
she was like,
skin.
This is so great. Yeah. So it's called Fittish. The bottle for the cool down spray is $28. And we will put a swipe up link on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show.
All right. Cool. Lil the Web Girl, what are you into?
I am super into Zac Efron's YouTube channel now. I didn't even know he had one, but I stumbled across it. And he is absolutely just a dreamboat and hilarious. And it's him and his brother and all of his friends like traveling all over like the country together and just like RVs and camping out. And then he also has a ton of workout videos where he's working out with like an NFL player, the Victoria's Secret models and stuff like that. So it's like right up my alley.
How long has this been around?
I think like at most like 6 months. And
wow.
Also he has burger reviews coming.
Oh,
they're not out yet though.
I like the buns in those burgers. Pork Chop, stop it.
What?
Nothing, I don't know. All right, well, hey, that's what we're into. Swipe up on our Joe and Alex Show story, and you can check those all out.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
President Trump is clarifying some comments he made about Meghan Markle. He sat down with Piers Morgan for an interview, and Morgan inquired about the, quote, nasty comments Trump made about the Duchess of Sussex. He said, they said some of the things that she said, and it's actually on tape, and I said, well, I didn't know she was nasty. I wasn't referring to she's nasty. I said she was nasty about me, and essentially, I didn't know she was nasty about me. He then said she's doing a great job, and he thinks that she's very nice. Mariah Carey reportedly had numerous cosmetic surgeries costing nearly $40,000 and used her assistant's Amex card to hide it. Her assistant, Liana, says in court documents that Mariah asked her to use her credit card for not only shopping sprees, but for surgical procedures like buttocks enhancement, fat freezing and firming treatments, a lipo-freeze fat melting laser treatment to her upper breasts, and a firming ultrasound procedure to her neck and jawline, a V-shape tightening radio frequency treatment to the thighs. She also claims that Mariah used the credit card to spend $5,000 at Gucci, over $10,000 at Dolce & Gabbana, over $16,000 at Gucci, and over $39,000 at Louis Vuitton. I guess she had a couple Gucci sprees.
Gucci.
Mariah allegedly did this with numerous employees' credit cards and said, oh, I'll pay you back. Isn't that so messed up?
I think it's smart to put it on your employees just so, like, you're like, it's not on my card account, but yeah. I think it's shady.
How
that
can
she
you
didn't
prove
pay
that
back.
I got plastic surgery?
I never did. Look at my statements.
Right. Shaquille O'Neal doesn't have a problem with Drake sitting on the sidelines during Toronto Raptors games and sometimes acting wild.
My opinion don't count in this. Hey, Drake is Drake. He's just having fun, having a good time. And again, as a guy sitting there watching on TV, it's very entertaining. But Drake is a smart guy. He knows what he's doing. It's called marketing, people.
Chrissy Teigen posted the cutest video of her daughter Luna, who's 3 years old now, learning how to negotiate. John Legend was also there in the video watching. She pretended like they were in court having this negotiation. Listen to this.
I now call to order the meeting of the candy. First off, Luna, tell me about why you deserve the candy.
I want the candy because I want it and I like it.
What are you going to do if I give you the candy?
Eat it.
No, I mean, are you going to be good?
Yeah.
How many pieces of candy?
I say one.
I say like this.
Three. That's a good negotiation.
Okay.
What about two?
Yes.
Okay.
Your Honor, my client's not properly being represented here. I demand a retrial.
Isn't that the cutest? Coming up in less than an hour, Miley Cyrus broke the internet yesterday. I'll tell you why.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on radio now. And of course, we're quite the eclectic group. You got me, Joe. You've got Alex. Hi, Alex.
Good morning.
Producer Porkchop.
Good morning.
Oh, wait, we don't have a mic for him. I'm sorry about that. And Liv the Web Girl, well, she's got a camera right now, but she's waving. Wait, why are you using one finger in the wave? Is that at me? No, I'm just kidding. Yes, we are the Joe and Alex Show. Twitter and Instagram is where you can find us and where you can follow us. I want to know what you think about this. Is this the way to end violence? 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. A mayor in Baltimore says, hey, you know how we can end violence? Let's take your beef. Instead of shooting each other, because a shooting happened this weekend and killed a man, why don't we take it into the boxing ring and, you know, throw some fist. Put
Is
on
this
some
real?
Yes, it's totally real. What do you think about that?
Who said this?
It was the mayor of Baltimore. He said, hey, because somebody got shot and killed. There was an argument between two guys.
What
and
a freaking moron.
What, the people shooting each other or boxing?
Both. I mean, yeah, of course that's moronic. But the guy, the mayor that is suggesting that we should just, oh, you know how we should help end the violence epidemic, you know, gun violence in our community? Let's just encourage people to hurt each other a different way.
No, you box. Okay, see, this is where I think you're so wrong. The aggression, I don't know how much it is for female, but male aggression, let the dude settle it. Whoever wins that, the beef is squashed when it's over. 833-JOE-ALEX. I agree. It'd be nice if we could verbally communicate. Well, I think you're wrong. Well, fine. I don't like your opinion either. Okay, have a good day, sir. But obviously that doesn't happen, which leads to these gun violence. And like back in the day, didn't people like our parents and grandparents used to settle it like, I'll see you after school in the schoolyard. We're going to fight.
Yeah, I think that you have a point as far as they need to be able to get, you know, some people need to be able to get aggression out in some way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm.
What I disagree is that it's on each other. If they said, we're going to open up a gym, and for 1 hour every day or every Wednesday or something like that, you can come in and you can do, like, the punching bag thing that you do.
Yeah, I do, like, title boxing, 'kay. Where you go there and you hit gym bags,
right.
Boxing bags.
why does it have to be another human being that you're beating up on? Why not do an inanimate object? That doesn't solve the violence problem.
Well, I mean, what's the problem, though, if two people agree to do that? Because people box all the time. Like, why are you so opposed to each other, like, getting punched in the face?
It's just not. It's putting a stupid, lousy Band-Aid over the problem. It is not actually getting in and fixing it, which is problems in the community itself with just how people treat each other, mental health issues, all these other things. That's what needs to be fixed. This is just the stupidest thing. I mean, just talking about government officials, how drastic the difference is. Think about all the cool laws that have been put in place by Governor Abbott in Texas or whatever this week.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
put like three cool things.
No
like
red
wine.
Light cameras.
Yeah, no red light cameras, getting beer and wine delivered to your house. And then also he just signed like four human sex trafficking laws yesterday to combat that. And then you got this idiot, this mayor in Baltimore or whatever, saying like, how about we just punch each other in the face?
Come
like,
on, I don't think he's an idiot. 833-JOE-ALEX. I think it's a good idea, because honestly, I was only in one fight in my life. I got hit three times, and then when I finally was able to catch a little skinny punk, I knocked him in the head and knocked him down. He's just much faster than me. But I think it's a good idea to get it out there. Or maybe you have some other suggestions, but whether we're, okay, like Alex, I would even suggest this, and I know it might be a little crazy. I think these kids in middle school and high school should be boxing each other.
Not each other. That's
yes,
the thing.
No, because listen, you can be all tough and make another kid's life hell online. Let's see you get into this boxing ring with headgear on and boxing gloves, and you run your mouth. You have to have your hands actually like taped up, and you don't have your little Twitter fingers there or your Instagram fingers and making fun of people. Let's see how tough you are then. I bet you don't say as much crap.
Okay, so like this would be, if this mayor put this into place, it would be government implemented,
uh-huh.
right? I think there's a difference if parents want to sign their kid up for karate classes or jiu-jitsu or something like that. That I think is better, but putting the government in charge of, now we're going to tell people Hunger Games style to beat each other up or take each other out. What is that?
Have you seen the Hunger Games movie?
Yes.
It's pretty dope. Just throwing it out there. Ebony, we'll kick things off with you. 833-JOE-ALEX. What did you want to say, Ebony?
So I'm from New Jersey, and what happened with our family, or our neighborhood rather, is Mr. Robinson had his own little gym.
Okay.
And if ever any kids had any problems, we would all settle it there. And that's where it began, and that's where it ended, and then you moved on with your day. So I don't see a big problem with it. It worked back in the day. Why wouldn't it work now?
Did that really help, like kind of bring down and curb the violence, you feel?
I do feel like that. It did for us.
Okay, cool. Hey, thank you, Ebony, for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Andy, hey, buddy, you're on the show. What do you think about people taking the beef from the street and actually getting into a ring and just, you know, knocking each other silly?
Well, for guys, 90% of the fight isn't due to the argument itself. It's about settling it. Because guys don't settle something by talking. It's a fist fight that solves it. Or whatever.
All right, Andy, man. Thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. We've got Justin. Hey, Justin, what did you want to say?
It is in human nature to be violent. There's always going to be someone out there that is going to be violent.
True.
Now, what the mayor is actually recommending makes sense. You're preserving a human life.
Maybe not. Depending on how violent somebody is, how much they beat up on the
it's
other
gonna
person.
Be, they're going to like watch each other. It's not like they're just going to be like, okay, knock until their head pops off. Hey, no, thank you, Justin. I want to go to Jerry real quick. Jerry called in at 833-JOE-ALEX. Jerry, you're in law enforcement. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, first of all, thank you for serving and protecting us. We appreciate you.
Is this mayor in Baltimore an absolute moron?
No, not at all. I like the idea, because sometimes we got to settle situations with each other, and sometimes the solution is boxing behind behind the police station with the boxing gloves. And if you want to turn it into a charity event, we can do that also, and the score settled there and there.
Now, Jerry, you're a police officer in Houston. Do you think this would help, like, the kids and the adults, like the men, like whoever are becoming victims of gun violence or different types of violence? Do you think this, in your opinion, do you think it would help?
I think it would help. Just get everybody together. You have a problem with this guy, a problem with this person. You don't want to sell it right now, get it over with. And then most likely about 85% after the fight, they're going to be best friends after everything.
Now, wow.
Now, how do you feel about it? Let's say me and Alex have got some beef. She's a woman, I'm a man. Are we allowed to fight? Do I have to have one hand behind my back? How's this work?
Oh, that's a good question, man. I don't know about that one.
Or could we have something like Alex is like, well, I'm beefing with Joe. I'm going to have this person represent me and have them fight. And then I will have somebody. Liv will represent Alex. Porkchop will represent me. So listen, Alex has won the fight already.
I just cannot, like, yeah, I could
and
never
thank
be.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thanks, Jerry. I could never be involved in something like this because I have the upper body strength of a cricket. Okay.
Wait, crickets are pretty damn strong. They jump like 20 feet in the air. Here's Alex right now getting in the ring. He goes ding, ding, ding. Ah! Hey, it's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. And if you're a woman, I need you to turn down your radio for just a few minutes, okay? Like, you cannot listen to the Joe and Alex Show.
Why not?
Well, actually, fine, you can. I want to know if this would actually work on you. I heard about this theory of how to figure out one of the most complicated questions that happen in a relationship, and that is, hey, what do you want for dinner?
Oh, that is probably the number one fight generator, I feel like, between men and women.
I don't care if you're dating.
Or just in relationships or in general, not just men and women, anyone.
I don't care, Alex, if you're engaged, if you're married like me for almost 4 years, it is the most painful thing that I have to deal with on a daily basis if we don't have like a prepared meal already or leftovers or we know, hey, we're going to go get pizza somewhere like it was a planned night. I want people to try this, and I want to know if this is a work for you or you think it's a good idea. 833-JOE-ALEX, or maybe you have something even better than my idea. I don't mind having a lesser idea. 833-563-2539. Let's hypothetically say that Alex Clark is my girlfriend, and yeah, we're passionately in love, and we don't care what you think about it. Now, Alex, I'm going to call you on the phone right now. Ring, 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 ring.
Hello.
Hey, babe.
Hey, what's up?
You know I love you, right?
Yes.
You love me?
Yes.
Say it.
I love you.
You love who?
I love you, Joe.
Okay, I just wanted to say that. Okay, cool. Guess where we're going for dinner tonight?
Ooh, where?
Come on, you know where. Where do you think we're going tonight?
I don't know. You just tell me. Pick.
Okay, see, this is falling apart.
Why?
Because here's the dream thing that if it worked, it'd be amazing. And I'm like, Alex, actually give me a restaurant. Like,
oh,
where you wanna
I know
go.
What you're here trying to get
hey,
me to do.
Hey, babe.
Yes.
Where do you want to go to for... I'm sorry. Guess we're going for dinner tonight.
Chick-fil-A?
Yep, let's go. See? But I tried that. I heard about this theory about how to settle this what are we having for dinner thing. And it could work either way. Like maybe your husband's really indecisive. Like ladies, you can do that. But my wife, Lindsay, she ruined it last night. And I thought it was something
that
worked.
She did what I
did? Yes, she did exactly. Here's what she did. My wife, I have to censor her for the radio because God love her. She's got a potty mouth. What did I say? I said, okay. I said, hey, babe, how's it going? She said, good, blah, 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 blah. She said, leaving work now, are you hanging out with Michael? I said, yeah. And I said, okay. She said, hey, what are your thoughts on dinner? I said, guess where we're going? She said, question mark. I'm like, you got to guess. She's like, I don't know, Taco Bell? And that fails because she doesn't want to go to Taco Bell. That's where I want to go. I said, crap, this didn't work. And she's like, does that mean I was right? I'm like, where would you like to go? She's like, well, I don't care. Ah!
Yeah. Okay, so Joe has a good theory. If that doesn't work, here's another theory on
Dang
how
it.
To deal with this.
Please
on when
help
your
us.
When your girl does not know where she wants to get dinner. You say, all right, I want you to come up with three places that you would like to go to dinner.
Okay.
Or no, you come up with three places that you would like
I
to
do.
Go to dinner.
I do, Joe. Okay, so, Taco Bell, Chick-fil-A, and McDonald's.
Yep, and then I pick one of those.
Okay.
Yeah.
But what if you don't like any three of those then?
Well, then you're back to square one.
This is going to be the toughest thing in a relationship for anybody, right?
It is one of the most frustrating things, I think, for most people.
833-JOE-ALEX. Have you tried Alex's technique of the three narrowing it down to one? Have you tried mine where you're like, hey, guess where we're going? And do they actually guess? Or are they like my wife, Lindsay, God love her, where they just say, well, I don't know, I'm confused.
You guys can also, this would be fun, put a blindfold on both of you, hold hands, and just walk down the street and see where you end up.
Oh, we walked into traffic and we got hit. Great. we're gonna have a hospital dinner tonight. David's on the Joe and Alex Show, 833-JOE-ALEX. David, what's your guys' technique?
Well, our technique, really, because we're always on a schedule, is we actually, every Sunday, we actually make a list of what everything that we decide to eat for the week.
Does that work, though?
That Monday morning or that lunchtime or whatever while my wife has the car, because we only have one car or whatnot. It just works that better, so she gets everything for the week.
But that's meal prepping, though.
Have the dilemma on what we're going to eat for the weekend.
But like David, Alex said that's meal prepping, but what about this? Like, listen, haven't we all said something like, okay, I'm planning on eating this, but then you get a craving for something like, oh, I've got to have this for dinner. Then what
Subway.
Do you do? Eat fresh.
You just had to bite the bullet because sometimes just the pocket don't work like that.
Okay, so your suggestion is more self-discipline.
Wow, David. All right, man. I appreciate your discipline. I lack a lot of it. Jessica's on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you and your hubby do for dinner?
So for the last 5 years that we have been married, every Sunday I sit down and I make a menu for the week. For the most part, we eat at home, but on Saturdays we do go out to eat. And I'll just say, hey, what do you think would be good for Saturday? And sometimes he'll come up with something right on the spot, or sometimes he'll say, I don't know, I'll think about it. And then we just add it to the menu whenever he decides. So really we have five-ish days for one of us to decide where we want to go. So it's never really a fight for us.
That's a really good idea, too.
Wow. Does this mean that me and Alex like to suck at relationships, or has everybody else got it like figured out? Or I don't know where we fall on this.
Well, see, my issue is I just want it to be wherever I want to go.
Well, of course. I think that's one option. Hey, Natalie, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. What do you do in your relationship when it's like, what do you want for dinner? I don't know. What do you want?
So my husband and I do where, like, if I pick tonight, then he has to pick tomorrow. So it's not like, what do you want? It's like, oh, I already picked, so you got to pick. So we go back and forth.
Okay, so it's a compromise. It's sharing the responsibility of the picking.
All right, Joel's on the Joe and Alex show. We can wrap this up with you. Joel, what did you want to say?
Hey, guys. So I wanted to tell you about something I read online a couple years back. It's called the McDonald's effect. So basically what you do is if someone was like, you know, hey, where do you want to go to lunch or dinner? You immediately say McDonald's. And the other person obviously doesn't like McDonald's, and they will rebuttal with where they actually want to go. So you kind of fish it out of them.
This would not work for me at all because my boyfriend Chase loves McDonald's. He would start giving me his order. Yes, I'd love a McChicken, a McDouble with mac sauce, a McFlurry, and a large caramel frappe.
Well, Joel, we appreciate your attempt. Apparently, it's not good enough for pork chop and his boyfriend.
It would work for me because, you know, chicken nugget princess, I'd be ecstatic.
I know. I'm like, ah, dang it, it backfired again. If you've got any suggestions, or if you try this out, actually, please try this out tonight and tweet us or call us and let us know how this actually worked out for you. Hello, hello, hello. It's the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now. Playing bass right there, the one and only Alex Clark.
That's right, baby.
There we go. Hey, Porkchop, unmute Alex's mic because our other mic's broken, so she's using yours. What was that, Alex? I want to hear you say that again.
That's right, baby.
Aw, yeah. Playing drums, always stomping her feet to the beat, Liv the Web Girl. Good morning.
Good morning.
And the man behind the triangle. You don't hear it often in our songs. Producer Porkchop. Let me hear that cling.
Cling.
Oh, man. We're sounding good this morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show. We love you so much. Thank you for listening. And that's me right there doing the riff. All right, hey, this right here, I kind of feel bad, but then again, it's Tracy Morgan, he's a celebrity, and he'll be fine. I want to know, 833-JOE-ALEX, how fast did it get broken? 15 minutes is what it took for Tracy Morgan to have somebody hit his $1.5 million Bugatti. He just drove it off the dealership lot. It's some lady in a $25,000 Honda Accord. I'm not making fun of a Honda Accord. That's a nice vehicle. But my point is, though, you have this brand new, stupidly priced $1.5 million vehicle you're driving, and somebody in like a little car, a little Honda Accord. Sorry about that. I didn't mean to scrape the side of it.
I just can't stop thinking about that little lizard in the vine. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I can't stop thinking about that.
That's what Tracy Morgan was doing. I guess he was kind of mad, but he ended up being okay. His car, obviously they're going to have to do some work to it. But man, $1.5 million you just drop on that. And within 15 minutes, it's broken. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. How fast did it get broken?
I had a windshield replaced on my car, and a week later, it was like a little pebble or something on the road cracked it, so I had to get it replaced. The next week, I was driving on the interstate, and this freaking spark plug comes up out of nowhere, cracks my windshield, lands in my windshield wiper crevice, so I was able to reach out my window
grab it
and see what it was. I'm like, what the heck is this? It was a spark plug from somebody's car. I don't know how that happens. And so anyway, I have been driving around with a cracked windshield since last September. It is going to be a year probably by the time I get it fixed, just because I've been lazy and I've been so mad, and it's the principle of it. I had just gotten it replaced, and then it cracked again a week later. So I was like, you know what? No. So I've just been suffering.
Mine wasn't as expensive as that, but I had a flat tire. I got a nail that I ran over and they had to replace it. Luckily, I had coverage on it, so it was like $15-$20 to get a new tire. But it's the time that you're wasted there, the fact that you have to change the flat and put it on there.
Worst.
Yeah, well, guess what? I kid you not, a mile after leaving, I got another flat because something in the road. Not because they gave me a bad tire, but I got another flat tire a mile away from the tire shop.
There's nothing worse than being in a tire store for hours.
They do have sometimes good snacks, though, and coffee. It just depends. Live the Web Girl, you have this happen?
Yeah, my cousin bought a brand new Jeep, and she drove it straight from the lot to our house to come show us. And she was letting me drive it, like, on the street. So she parked it. And I was, like, pulling out of the street, like, off the street, the side. Mm-hmm. And I wrecked into my neighbor's mailbox, like, with her window.
Oh,
and it knocked her rearview mirror off, and it knocked her neighbor's mailbox off. And she had just come from the brand new car lot.
What do you say when that happens?
Yeah.
What do you do?
I kind of laughed at first. But,
I mean,
obviously feel bad. But our neighbor was like really nice and told us like to not worry about the mailbox at all. They were wanting to get a new mailbox anyways. And so like did not have to worry about the cost of anything like that.
That poor lady.
Oh, 833 Joe Alex. How fast did it get broken? Let's kick things off with a vet. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What got broken?
Hey, so, I had, recently totaled my car, so I had to get a new one. And before I even made my first payment on the new car, I was at my mom's house and a tree branch fell on it.
Like how big of a tree branch? Are we talking like a little scratch or did it bend the car in half?
No, it dented like the hood because it fell on the hood. So it dented the hood, definitely cracked the paint. And I was actually going out of town the next day. I was going out of the country and I really couldn't even do anything about it until I got back.
God, that sucks. How much damage was it?
It was about $2,000 worth.
Oh, gosh, just get a whole new car.
Yeah, I know. It's like, can we trade this in, please? Or just give me somebody else's hood? Yvette, thank you for kicking things off here on the Joe and Alex show. We're kind of sticking, looks like, with a car theme. Is this Patrice?
Yes.
Hey, what happened with your car?
Well, I just paid it off, and about a month later, a girl was coming, pulling out of the gas station to beat a light, and I end up T-boning her, and both airbags just deployed, so it was a total.
Oh, my God. That sucks, because wasn't that the greatest feeling? I've paid off my car once, and I'm about to pay off my other car.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to have extra money. I might be able to get a new car so I could have two cars. Nope.
Did you bawl your eyes out?
I bawled. It was so bad to the point where when the officer, like, started my car up to move, I was like, oh, yes, it still works. I can still drive it.
Oh, bless your heart.
It's fine.
Like, no, ma'am, it's
fine.
Total. He said your airbag's deployed. My windshield was cracked. He was like, it's total. I'm like, no, but it still drives.
You're like, it's cool. I got a foam pad. I'll be okay.
I appreciate your positivity and your way of seeing the glass half full with that kind of a thing.
Oh, yes. I just cried the next day.
All right. Patrice, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. If you've ever paid something off, like whether it's a vehicle or anything, it is. You feel like king of the world. It feels so great. Then just to have that T-bone, gosh, that sucks. Felicia, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Thanks for calling in at 833-JOE-ALEX. So what was it for you that was broken kind of fast?
Just like you, but it was 3 tires in 1 week.
You had 3 flat tires in 1 week?
It was the exact same tire.
Can I just ask if you live in Indianapolis or Houston?
I live in Houston.
Interesting. Okay. Because how bad are the roads there? Because where we broadcast out of in Indianapolis, they are so bad. I have gone through multiple sets of tires within a span of a few months here.
Oh, well, we are under constant construction. So there's always something going on. Always.
See, we have more in common than you think.
It was constant.
I feel your pain on that.
Dang, I thought maybe it was a crazy ex-boyfriend or a girlfriend at first, but sounds like some bad roads. Let's wrap things up with Carolyn. You're on the Joe and Alex show, and a lot of people today are having issues with things breaking faster that were their cars. What was it for you?
So I got rear-ended, took my car to the dealer to get fixed. The day that I picked it up, I was leaving work, and we had to, like, back up. It was a weird driveway thing, and I got hit by the landscaping, like, trailer. Again. So then I had to take my car back to the dealer.
Were they like, what's wrong, Carolyn? We just saw you. Like, look.
Yeah. They're like, I was like, you will not believe what just happened.
Gosh. I mean, your car, though, had to smell really nice and fresh and clean by the time they were done with it. So that's a
plus. Right. Yeah. Like, twice they cleaned it all.
There you go. See? She got to look on the positive side. Hey, Carolyn, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now.
You know what this reminds me of? I'm trying to show you something. Did you guys see the viral video of the car that goes through a car wash and then right after falls off a ledge?
No, I've seen a video where the guy goes into like get his car wash. He opens his door real quick, and then like the automatic machines just like rip his door off.
I just think it's ironic that this guy hasn't look, Alex. A guy has a nice new clean car. Literally drives right off like a 10-foot ledge.
All right, we're on the radio, so I'm trying to like paint the picture. Let me see it real quick so I can try to paint it to people. Okay, this guy in this video, Pork Chop, why don't we put this up as a swipe up thing so people can see it on our Instagram? He's driving, he turns, not hard enough. And, oh my God! Oh my, and he hits a fire hydrant.
The funny part is that he just came out of a car wash.
Listen, if you're listening to the radio or a podcast, you're like, this makes no damn sense. I agree with you, but this is another reason. Can we just put a swipe up link to that? Like, there's a something cool. Pork Chop or Liv, please put that up there on our Instagram. I want you to go see it right now and follow the Joe and Alex Show. It's at Joe and Alex Show. It's the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now, 833-JOE-ALEX. This is going to be interesting to see if people agree with what Alex's, I guess, theory is here, or if you're like, Alex, this is why you're single, and I say that with love, so do not throw you're throwing daggers at me right now. I don't appreciate that.
Listen, that's fine, because sometimes you have to stand for something. If we stand for nothing, we fall for everything.
All right, what are you standing for?
Do not text me with green bubbles. I am team blue bubble. If you text me with green bubbles, that is so gross. I'm so unattracted. I can't even tell you. So many times I will match with somebody on an app. I'm on a couple different dating apps right now, right? And they will ask me for my number. I'm like, sure, we'll transition this conversation from Bumble or Hinge or whatever into actual texting.
That's when it's getting real serious.
As soon as they text me and they're like, hey, you know, it's so-and-so. And if it pops up green, I am like so absolutely disgusted.
Why do I feel like this song plays in the background of your mind, but you're angry?
Like text bubbles.
You're like blue bubbles.
And I am not the only one to feel this way, because so many of those times when a conversation from a dating app does transition over into actual texting, the guy will even say it first. If we're both blue, he'll say to me like, oh, thank God you're blue. I have had that said to me so many times.
Is this just an Alex thing? Because I think it is. 833-JOE-ALEX. And the reason I bring it up, not to bring up old things, because I, you know, sometimes we have tension between us, but to get along. But I heard about what you did when we were, because Alex and I never worked together when the show started, but I heard from our old boss that you saw, like, we were texting and you're like, I can't work with him. And the reason why is you saw that I had an Android.
That should have been the first
red flag.
You tried
to take food out of me and my wife's mouth by making it so I couldn't have this job because of that. So it seems like it's all men in your life or people that you just you don't want to deal with that if they don't have the green bubbles.
Well, clearly you subscribe to this thought process, because what happened only maybe 2 months into you getting this
job? I was
job?
Shamed. You, my other coworkers, bosses.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, so you're admitting that it isn't just me. It's everyone prefers blue bubbles to green. And so you succumb to the pressure. Sure, yes, but it was pressure, not just for me, from multiple people, and then you got an iPhone.
Only in radio, like the my line of work, I've never had anybody else like, oh God, Joe's got blue bubbles everywhere.
Well, thank God you have me, because at least I tell you the truth, that sometimes true friends have to tell you what's hard to hear.
Now, do you tell the guys this? You're like, hey, just so you know, we're done because
no.
of your bubble problem?
I just ghost them.
All right, well, that's great. Macy's on the Joe and Alex Show. This can't be true. You agree with Alex?
I completely agree with Alex. I was just telling him that I actually one time left a family group message because I was too ticked off because I didn't want to see the green anymore.
You both have issues. I'm just throwing it out there. God love you, but you left a group conversation because of that.
I did, and I'm the same way. Anytime a conversation comes off of Tinder or Bumble or whatever the case may be, the first thing I say is, oh my God, thank God you're blue. I'm the same way.
Right. And here's the thing. Here's the reason why people are just like, I don't get it. Like, why should that matter? Because when you are texting with someone that also has an iPhone, you can see the typing bubbles, your text messages send like in chronological order. So sometimes when someone's texting with an Android, I'll get like 4 text messages from them, but they're all out of order. And that's
yeah, that
so
is annoying.
Annoying.
My mom does that, but I'm not romantically involved with her.
Yeah, it's just the worst. Everything is just the worst.
Oh,
and there's
gosh.
Special things that an iPhone does that an Android doesn't. So if you want to do something with somebody that's special with an iPhone, you're like, oh, you have an Android, I can't do it.
Macy, I totally disagree with you and Alex, but thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show.
Thanks so much.
All right, hold on. I want to do one call because I didn't think it'd be possible, and we'll wrap this up. You can tweet us at Joe and Alex Show and let us know if you agree with Alex or disagree. Is this Markayla?
Yes, this is Markayla.
Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Thank you for calling in. What do you want to say about these bubbles? Are you Team Alex here? You're like, this relationship's over.
No, I totally disagree with Alex, and I think that's really elitist to think that.
What?
Oh,
why is it
elitist? Explain.
because people who don't have an iPhone may not be able to afford it, and so they use an Android, but they shouldn't be underneath others who have iPhones.
Okay, so here's my response to that. I agree with you. It is very expensive to get the latest and the greatest, but you can get an older iPhone for very, very, very cheap.
Okay, well, maybe they like Androids better.
Yeah, and in that case, I'd say they're a peasant. I deserve better.
Bow down! No. Hey, Michaela, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Miley Cyrus posted a photo yesterday showing her licking a cake decorated with the words, abortion is healthcare. She has since had to apologize, actually, to the feminist cake artist named Becca Ray Holloway, who had created that cake concept in the first place. I guess she had made the exact cake, posted on her Instagram, which is dedicated to cakes with feminist phrases on them. And so she was mad that Miley did not give her credit as the inspiration for the pro-choice themed cake. After being called out for stealing the image, Miley had to apologize, saying, "We saw the image online. We didn't realize it was yours. We'll absolutely tag you for your work." She posted the picture of her with the cake to help promote a charitable collaboration she's doing with the organization Planned Parenthood and fashion designer Marc Jacobs, plus her Happy Hippie Foundation. Pro-life supporters yesterday criticized Miley, saying abortion is never healthcare or something to be celebrated.
I was offended by that cake, and the reason why is because Miley was licking it. Do not lick my cake.
Just eat
it. Don't put your finger on it. Don't lick it. Don't sneeze on it. Just cut it up into nice, even pieces and distribute it to your friends and family. Thank you.
Lil Nas X's hit song, Old Town Road, has been named one of the most dominant number one singles on the Hot 100 chart for the last 25 years. The song has spent the last 9 weeks at the top of the charts and flaunts more than twice as many Hot 100 chart points as the current number two song, Bad Guy by Billie Eilish. This was so cringy when Porkchop grabbed me this audio this morning. He was like, "Is this real?" And it was just absolutely, it's one of those moments where you it's like a train wreck. You want to look away, but you can't. During this week's CFDA Fashion Awards, red carpet host, this chick named June Ambrose, accidentally asked Hannah Bronfman about the Kate Spade dress she was wearing. And she asks her, "Is Kate Spade here?" Which Spade committed suicide a year ago. Okay, so listen to this exchange.
"Who are you wearing?"
"I'm wearing Kate Spade."
"I love that she's wearing Kate Spade, another one of my favorite American designers. What made you pick Kate? Are you here with Kate?"
"I'm here with Kate."
"Is she here?"
"No, well..."
"You came before her, or did she skip by me?"
"Well, Kate, the team from Kate is here, and we're four.
The four of you."
I, Alex, love Kate Spade. I was just hanging out with her last week. She's dead.
This is so awkward. So anyway, that woman now, the journalist or whatever, has had to apologize, of course.
How do people get into positions like that and they don't even know what the hell they're doing?
Very uncomfortable. And Drake produced a documentary about military veterans, and it's officially been picked up by Showtime.
Wow.
The documentary is called Ready for War. It will follow veterans in their post-military life and the issues of post-military service, including PTSD, drug abuse, and crime convictions for combat veterans, as well as the larger ramifications for immigrant soldiers. Showtime has not released a premiere date yet, so we will keep you posted. Coming up in less than an hour, is Ellen DeGeneres lying about her sexual abuse allegations?
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Roll call class. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. I'm handsome, and my name is Joe Pesh. Hello.
I'm ugly and I'm proud. My name is Alex.
All right. Who are you over there in the corner working on digital web stuff? What's your name?
Liv.
Liv the web girl. And what is your name, sir?
Producer Porkchop.
There we go. Sorry. We're getting new mics, so we're kind of messing around.
Mine's a little loud. Porkchop's is a little low.
There you go. Okay. Live radio, friends. This is how we do it. Okay. 833-JOE-ALEX. It's 833-563-2539. Parents are good for things. I mean, for the most part, in most families, they're supportive. They help you out. They're there when you need them. But do you need your parents? Should your parents be involved when it comes to trying to find you a significant other?
Oh, geez. If I had a nickel for every time my parents have tried.
What have they tried to do, Alex? By the way, 833-JOE-ALEX. I want to know if your parents at all have been hands-on trying to get you a significant other. Did it work? Did it not work? 833-JOE-ALEX. But what's your experience?
I think after about 5 years, they have finally gotten on board with the fact that I am only attracted to brunettes for the most part. Like, all my ex-boyfriends look like they could be brothers. I date guys that look the same. Like, I have such a specific type, bearded, brunette. And so they would just forever, they'd be like, oh, this guy's cute. You know, he'd be blonde. Or whatever. I'm like, no, I'm not into that. And so finally, I think now they get it. Because now they've gotten to the point where they'll point out somebody. He's a brunette. He ain't cute, but he's just a brunette. And they'll be like, oh, what about him? I'm like, no. And you know, it's always trying to set you up with some weirdo kid of their friends. That's what always happens.
Did you ever actually go on a date with any of these guys? Your parents kind of said, honey, we think this would be good for you, Alex.
So before it sunk in that I only wanted to date brunette guys, my dad tried to set me up with this blonde guy that he knew. It was an employee of a friend. Okay.
Oh, that's fun.
So my dad is sending me pictures of this guy, and I am at the movies. I'm actually seeing the Katy Perry movie, if you remember when that came out, Piece of Me or whatever, in theaters with my best friend. And I'm like, oh my gosh, look at this guy that my dad is trying to set me up with. I say this to my best friend sitting next to me, and she's like, oh, who is that? And she was immediately smitten. And I was like, well, I don't know. You want me to send your picture over and say, I'm not interested, but why don't you set up Taylor, that's my friend's name. So I did that. So she said, sure. So I sent my dad a picture of my friend sitting next to me. I said, I'm not interested, but what about Taylor? He forwards all this to this guy, and long story short, 8 weeks later, they say, I love you, and now they're married.
What?
Yeah. I ended up hooking them up because it was a guy that my dad tried to set me up with. I've actually set up 3 friends of mine, and they've all gotten married.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, are the parents the one that are doing it? Because it sounds like parents are terrible at setting people up. It sounds like, Alex, you're the friend that sets people up better than the parents would do.
Well, I kind of give my dad and I credit for setting my friend Taylor up with her husband. I always say, like, oh, it was me and my dad. Because I wouldn't have obviously done that if he wouldn't have sent me that guy's pictures.
Now, the reason I brought this whole thing up is a new survey asked people if they think it's a good or a bad thing when parents, your mom and your dad, are involved in helping children find a significant other. Only 8% of people, so less than 1 out of 10 people, think, yeah, it's a good idea. 63% of people say, absolutely bad. I've had a terrible experience. Do not do that. Other ones are like, well, I don't know. I don't think my parents set me up.
Yeah, it's definitely weird for sure. And, you know, my parents will even do strange things, at least with me. We'll be at a restaurant, and just with the waiter, they'll be like, hey, do you listen to the Joe and Alex show?
Oh, that is the worst.
This is Alex, and she's single. That's what my parents do.
What if they're like, no, I don't listen to the Joe and Alex show. Sorry, you're single.
Oh, well, you know, with meeting people in public, the 9 times out of 10, they say, oh, sorry, I don't listen to the radio. How awkward is that?
Yeah, it's like, oh, thanks. Well, go listen to your podcast.
Type of industry. It's like if somebody tells me they're an engineer, I'm like, sorry, I don't really deal with engineering.
I don't like engineering.
It's,
you know,
so rude when people say that to us, but we're just so used to it that it's like whatever. But my parents always put me in those weird situations.
Pork chop. When did you come out to your parents? Like, how old were you?
My mom kind of found out on her own, and my dad, I just told him like 3 years ago, so 27.
Okay, so later in life, then. My point is, did they ever try to set you up? Like, there's this really nice girl, Pork Chop, we think you'd like.
Oh, I mean, my mom's done that recently.
Recently?
Wait, still? And she knows you have a boyfriend?
I thought she liked Chase.
She does. I mean, but she's just very, you know, conservative values and very old school Christian.
So deep down, she's still hoping that you will change.
I think for a while, she felt like that, and maybe she still feels like that, but, I mean, she's okay with it now.
Interesting.
Ooh, the plot thickens. All right, man. I always thought that'd be kind of interesting, because I've heard stories of, like, kind of like friends of mine that are gay, like the parents, until they really, like, get sunk in, like, no, I don't like a girl, I like a guy, or vice versa, like, I like another girl, mom.
I mean,
sorry, I'm not going to date the cute boy at church.
I do like both, and before, like, my mom has tried to set me up with girls, even before Chase, before I even knew I liked guys,
mm-hmm.
And I hate that. It's so annoying. She picked the terrible type for me.
What was the terrible, like, what would be a terrible type for you? Because I said, I mean, I'm not into anybody besides, like, brunette bearded dudes.
I don't know. I just think of our neighbor girl. Like, she was so annoying.
What was annoying about her?
She's just really annoying.
Like, and just talkative, or?
Yeah, and I don't know. She was not interested in things I wasn't interested in, and she wanted me to, like, come over and, I don't know, watch weird
make out
shows
and do
with her.
Weird things, like kissing and all that. Ew, gross.
What kind of shows did she want you to watch?
I'm trying to think of an example. Just not. All right, look, I'm not the coolest person in the world, right?
But he's about to be cool.
Really was not cool. Like, she liked a lot of lame
things.
Was she one of the like Yu-Gi-Oh type of girls?
No, I liked Pokemon. Like, okay. She like, oh, let's go collect rocks or something.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Let's go to let's have a date at the library.
Let's play Pogs. This is going to be really fun.
Yeah, probably like, best for parents not to set you up with a rock collector girl.
There we go. Well, I'm glad to hear that we're all still doing great in our relationships right now. One parent is still trying to break up a relationship. The other one, the parents keep on doing it over and over and over again. I got to be honest here on the Joe and Alex show. I do this because it feels good for myself, and pretty much that's it. I love when people sing along to the Dummy of the Day song because we sing it live every day here in studio. If you actually sing along to it, can you today or in future ones get it on video, tag at Joe and Alex show so we can see that and we'll share it on our story. But here we go. Here's your chance to safely pull out your phone and sing along to the Dummy of the Day.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex show.
I asked Alex, hey, Alex, do you like ketchup? And your response was?
Okay, so I do like ketchup, but I only like it for fries or dipping my chicken nuggets in. I don't put it on anything else. My hamburgers, hot dogs are plain, nothing.
Okay, then you may not like what this dummy did. I thought you might have at first. A man in Florida was arrested after covering his sleeping girlfriend in ketchup.
I mean, it's hot, right? Who doesn't want to be smothered in condiments?
Could you imagine waking up? What is that? Oh my God, I'm bleeding!
The stickiness is what really gets me.
Yeah, they had an argument and they were arguing. The man believed his girlfriend was cheating on him. Been there before. When the victim went to bed, the man covered her in condiment and yelled, I guess it woke her up, that's what you get, beep!
You know what? I just applaud him for just being creative. There's a lot of things people have done to get back at cheaters. Spreading ketchup all over them is not one that I've heard of. So I just like that he keeps it fresh.
Now, the one thing about ketchup, it usually can, you know, it'll stain, or at least you can tell somebody's got ketchup on him. It's got the smell on the mark. Now, he tried to deny the attack when the police came. He's like, I don't know who put ketchup on my girlfriend, but it sure as heck wasn't me.
Yeah, ketchup fairy, I guess.
Well, guess what? There was ketchup on his pants.
Nice.
So, kind of little evidence there. He's been charged, which is insane to me. It's not right what he did, but he's been charged with domestic battery.
Ooh, not worth it.
Not at all. That right there is your dummy of the day here on the Joe and Alex show. Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now. Okay, I want to play a little game, and you can play along too. Alex, Live the Web, Grown Pork Chop, they're going to take on each other. The game we're playing today is quite simple. It is famous TV theme songs, and we're going to see how well you do. I'm going to go Alex, I'm going to go Pork Chop, I'm going to go Live. If you miss it, you are out of the game. There's no stealing. Simply, you got to get it right to stay in, okay?
Okay.
All right, Alex, here is the first song. Good luck.
Me?
Alex.
What is it?
Sweet. Adam's Family theme.
I will take that. It's the Adam's Family. Pork Chop, are you ready, my man?
I'm ready.
All right, here's your next one.
Batman.
Dang, you're on there. Wow. Okay, next one. Live the Web, girl. Here you go. Okay, wow. That was way too easy the first round down.
Yeah, so far these are pretty easy, Joe.
All right, well, let's see how you do on this one, Alex. Good luck.
And your little angel hung the cat up by its tail.
I know. Spoke too soon.
And your third fiance.
It's only one person. Alex is guessing.
I know.
Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name.
Alex.
It's so easy, Alex.
I don't know. Cheers.
Oh!
Am I right?
Yeah.
Holy smoke a bowly.
You're smoking a bowly? I don't think you're allowed to legally do that. Okay. All right. Next one. Pork Chop. Good luck. What?
The Flintstones.
There you go. Sorry, I could not hear you. Yes.
So far, no one's missed one. Uh-oh, Liv.
It was close.
I don't really know a lot of cartoons, so I feel I'm going to...
Summer cartoons, summer TV shows. Let's see if this one trips Liv up or if Liv the Web Girl hangs in. Emily. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not doing that one again. Here we go.
Oh, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, God, this is too easy. All right, Alex, what about this?
Alex. Friends.
Dang it. You guys are good at this one. Pork Chop.
Then a little voice inside you whispers.
I don't know this.
I know it.
Well, guess. That's the whole
thing. I know. It's either Full House or Family Matters. Give me a second.
Oh, yes.
It's definitely Full House.
That is correct.
Now, I knew it then when that part started.
All right, live the web, girl, to stay in the game. Surprisingly, nobody's out yet. I should have made this harder.
Game of Thrones. Duh.
Gosh, everybody.
I think all the ones that she's gotten so far are shows she actually watches.
I know. It's just random. All right, here we go. Here's another one. Alex, if you miss it, you're out.
It's a beautiful
day. Alex, it's Mr. Rogers.
Yes. Don't we love that? That was an awesome show back in the day.
Yeah.
All right, Pork Chop. I feel like you'll know this one.
I wanna be the very best.
Pork Chop's so excited right now.
I would not have gotten that one.
Oh, you wouldn't have?
No, I wouldn't
have. This was so me.
All right, live the web, girl. Everybody's doing good so far. I apologize. Next time, these are really going to be harder. Here's your song. You know we
got a Mr. Oh, I know
so
it.
So easy.
That's Scooby-Doo.
Yes. You know
we got a Mr. Scooby-Doo. Ready for
your act. Don't hold back.
That's right.
Alex, I think your run is over now with this TV theme song.
But wait, that was hers. She got Scooby-Doo.
Mine's no, that was Liv.
No, that was Liv's.
Oh, that's sorry. Liv. Okay.
Alex claims Scooby-Doo as her own, yes, but that was Liv's song.
Got it.
Now, this is the song that eliminates Alex. It is...
Alex, it's SpongeBob! What are the odds?
I know, just random. Okay, now, I think Pork Chop will be eliminated with this one. I really, truly do.
I've narrowed it down to TNT is the network.
I don't know the network.
MASH.
Oh, and ladies and gentlemen, just like that,
he's wrong.
We're down to two. What is it, Liv?
Is this going to get...
No, it's not going to hurt against you.
Is this Walker, Texas Ranger?
No. Alex, do you want to guess for fun?
It sounds so familiar, but I don't know.
What if I told you, I pity the fool?
Oh.
I don't know.
Do you know the show? It's a letter. It's the blank team. It's a letter.
A team.
There
Lenny
you go.
Just texted our group text that.
Darn it.
Oh, hey, don't Lenny, be texting us answers.
Lenny, our technical producer in Houston, you are now eliminated, and I'll never let you play in a game again. No, I'm just kidding. I'll bring you on next time. All right, it's down to the ladies. No surprise here, even though Pork Chop's a DJ and he does weddings on the side. He doesn't know the song you're talking about, obviously. Here we go. Live the web, girl. Mm-hmm. Can you stay in it, or are you out with...
The Brady Bunch.
That is correct. All right, Alex, here's another tough one. It's honestly, you guys are going to think I'm cheating because these all land on Alex. I don't understand.
It's time to get things started on the most sensational, inspirational show.
It's the Muppets.
I need the official name.
Something Jimmy Hansen, Jim Hansen's the Muppet Babies or something. Jim Henson the Muppet. I don't know. It's something like that.
You came this way, this far to get it wrong?
I guess.
It's so close.
Do I give it to her?
I probably would.
What is it?
It's not the Muppet Babies. It's the Muppet Show.
The Muppet Show.
Pork Chop, you're the judge.
Yeah, I can give it to her.
All right. Liv is shaking her head in disgust, as would I. Unfair. Liv, let's see if you can hang in here with...
Oh, I know this.
I do too, but I can't think of it right now. Oh my gosh, why?
No way.
Liv, a hint. It's in a city.
Okay, cheater.
Wait, how is that? That wouldn't be a hint.
She's kidding.
For me.
It's in a city. There's a couple best friends.
What? You're throwing her
all
off.
All right, now she's just messing with you. Don't
wait,
listen to her.
Wait, hold on. No, I do know this.
You got so many people right now are screaming at the radio.
Four. I'm so sorry.
Wait,
three.
Hold on. Hold on. Wait, let me think.
Okay,
let me think.
Two.
Let me think. The Jetsons?
Oh, so close, though.
I know it. The Simpsons.
Simpsons.
Oh, I wanted you to say Sex in the City because it'd be so funny.
On this episode of Sex in the City, what happens?
So does that mean Alex is the winner?
If she gets this next one right,
oh,
she does win.
Oh, come on. Are you serious?
You have to get it right. Yes. Here we go. Good luck. Once again, life's not fair. Pork Chop and Liv. I don't know how she got this song, but...
Alex, the X-Files.
Alex is your winner.
You got
gotta sing along. If you like chicken nuggets, this is your favorite song. If you like chicken nuggets, then you gotta sing along. If you like chicken nuggets, this is your favorite song.
Sing it!
Chicken nuggets, yeah. Chicken nuggets, yeah. Chicken nuggets, yeah. Yeah.
Like a boss.
Just like that. I don't know, man. That was a tough game, but good job, everybody. We appreciate your participation. It's the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. Are you right over there? What are you doing?
I am just concerned. I can't tell if what's on my beauty blender, which is like the makeup sponge that you get wet and use to put your makeup on, I can't tell if it's moldy or if it just has like dark makeup on it. Because sometimes when it's rattling around in my makeup bag, eyeliner and things like that get on it. And so there's been black marks on it before. But it does smell really bad. So I'm trying to figure it out. I have replaced this so many times. And it's expensive. That stupid sponge is like $22. So now I'm starting to think if maybe I should just get a makeup brush and use it.
I think just in general, you're kind of a dirty person as far as like the drool on your pillow that you let accumulate. You've talked about that before.
I am a little bit dirty. For a girl, I'm a little bit gross.
Yeah, so that might be part of the problem.
Maybe that is why my face is disgusting.
For someone that claims to be so, like, you claim to be clean, but yet you're so dirty.
I am.
I just don't understand. Very, what's that word, hypocritical?
Well, wait, what am I, but what am I telling people to keep clean about?
I don't know, I'm trying to remember, but like your car was disgusting.
Oh, my car is so disgusting. I think you mean, I'm not necessarily telling people they have to be clean, but I kind of act a little hoity-toity, and yeah. I happen to be very messy.
Is it safe to say here, guys, that Alex on the show, which may not be people's perception looking at everybody, Alex is like the dirtiest person on the show. Would you agree, Alex? Like you're just kind of nasty.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, you're attractive, but God, you're really nasty.
I keep it real nasty.
Her car, the stuff piles up on the floor. You remember the people that like have like the water bottles they drink and then they just chuck them to the right side?
Well, what I do with my water bottles is, you know, they accumulate on my nightstand. So I've got about 300 sitting there. And then after a while, I don't have space for any more water bottles, like half drank water bottles. So then I just have to start clearing them out and then I make room for more.
You sound like a high school. Yeah, I was going to say they're halfway drunk and you sound like a high school boy just leaving stuff everywhere. My brother was probably the nastiest, dirtiest person I ever met. He used to put like, he'd have like spaghetti. And he'd like to slide the plate of like half-eaten spaghetti under his bed. Some of the stuff that found in his room, trust me, I couldn't either. I think animals started like coming and like living in his
bedroom. Yeah, I don't do that with food. Like I don't leave food laying around, thank God, but it's just messy as in like cluttered and stuff. And it gets so bad to a point that I always have to recruit my parents to come over and help me clean because I can't tackle it on my own.
You know what you just reminded me of, Alex? I'm very hypocritical myself, I guess, because I claim to be pretty clean and pretty OCD. I literally just remembered from when I was like 3 years old. This is so embarrassing. I used to pick my nose and I would put it on the back of the couch behind my parents' sofa.
No.
And one day my mom did like some spring cleaning.
Ew.
Oh,
all right,
gosh.
Well, you just won the grossest person I've ever worked with in my life award. Congratulations. It was Alex's, but she's been dethroned. So you are sick and disgusting. Are you doing that here at work?
No.
Alex, check underneath of his area, please.
And
no,
I hate
thanks.
When people do that on the urinal, like it's a guy's toilet. Like you always see little boogers on the wall.
You do always, yeah. Yeah.
How do you know? You've been in the guy's bathroom using a urinal?
Yes.
Hey, it's 2019. You're allowed to do that, okay? You can't be judging. How dare you judge Alex? That's going to do it for the Joe and Alex Show today here on Radio Now 100.9. If you missed anything, blogs, podcasts, the garbage, anything in between there, check it out at joeandalexshow.com. Alex, what do you got going on today for your Wednesday?
I am so freaking excited. Today is a great day for TV, streaming services on TV anyway. We have Handmaid's Tale, and then we also have Black Mirror all coming out today. And then also this week, you have the second season of Big Little Lies, which is going to be coming back out on HBO.
Oh my God, my butt hurts thinking about how much I'm going to be sitting on it. Do we know how many episodes are going to be in Black Mirror? Do we have an idea?
It's only a few. It might be four.
Come on.
They did not do a full season, so that really sucks.
If you've never seen Black Mirror, seriously, give it a try. You might want to skip the first episode if you're not into bacon.
Oh, no, the first episode is the best. Everyone says just skip the first episode. No, my thing is if you've never seen Black Mirror, watch the first episode because that is lit.
My wife walked into the room when that thing was happening, and she's like, what the hell are you watching? So I disagree. Live the Web Grill, what do you got going on today?
I don't think too much. I'm just going to work out, maybe go golfing or something. But
oh, gosh.
Yeah.
How many holes? You do 9 or 18?
I can do either, but...
When I back, it's better. I suck, but I'd love to go golfing with you. Just do 9.
Okie dokie.
We can go through some walking. And Pork Chop, what about you?
I have my third day in a row at the steakhouse.
With Pink Eye, they'll let you work. That's really cool.
Dude, it's not Pink Eye. It's a pop blood vessel. Alex, talk more on your mic real quick.
It's still messing up.
Okay, I've done everything.
Yep. Sorry.
There you go. We tried everything to fix the mic today. Well, dude, we're really happy for you, man. And once again, Alex and I are waiting for our cut. I don't know if it comes on Friday or whatever.
Clearly we need it because I got to get a new microphone.
Yeah, and new headphones. But hey, wait, you just did. My bad. This is what I'm doing today. You guys ever done disc golf? I know that sounds like a totally like boring white dude thing.
Does
but
it have to do with your messed up disc in your back?
No, nothing to do with my back. It's like kind of a frisbee, but it's a disc. You throw it. Some people smoke weed when they do it. I don't do that.
What?
But, it's just you think of like stoners play disc golf. Google disc golf and you'll be like, oh, that's totally it. But I'm going to do that today. I'm looking for fun. If you can recommend a place to go in the Indianapolis area, can you tweet us at Joe and Alex Show or my stuff, Joe Pesh Radio, and let me know. All right, listen, we can't do any of that unless we get out of here and say goodbye. So Alex, Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, and myself, Joe, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.